This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
We have our final guest for the show on the line at the moment. We are chatting now with Michael McHugh, who is an artist who is involved in a really interesting new exhibition happening at the Town Hall Gallery called Above the Canopy. Michael, thank you so much for joining us.
For a Sunday afternoon, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, Michael, before we go into this exhibition, could you tell us a little bit about your background as an artist, how you got into the arts and what your practice is?
Sure. Well, I was one of those kids that, you know, growing up that sort of entered art competitions and, you know, was the good drawer in the class and loved art, always sort of loved it. But I had no one in my family who was an artist or had done art, you know, in their career. So really didn't really know, you know, what to do with it. After school, I went and did a Bachelor of Arts, and then eventually I did get to art school and then actually went and worked in advertising. So I guess creatively, that's kind of where that came out. But yeah. I always painted at home. I always, you know, every night would sort of get paint out and do that for many, many years. And my wife and I started a magazine called Mind Food almost 15 years ago. And when that happened, I actually just stopped painting. I just couldn't sort of do both, and my focus was very much there. And 3 years ago, when my mum died, she was 96 and died, I just couldn't find joy. I just, you know, everything was good in my life, but I just thought, what is missing? And I thought, I'm going to get back into painting. So I went and did a masterclass painting course at the National Art School in Sydney, and I just loved it. You know, I painted absolute rubbish. There we go. And I loved it. And the guy next to me, who really hadn't said much to me, you know, during the course, said, you know, would you like to do an exhibition the following year? And, you know, you have no confidence. You just, oh, no, I don't think I'm at, you know, that level. And anyway, we went off and saw this very small gallery, Project 90 on Oxford Street in Sydney, and she loved the work, and she said, sure. And we had about 9 months to put it together. And I remember going in the taxi to the show, and I said to my wife, if just one could sell, in fact, if one doesn't sell, do you think you could buy one?
Oh,
you
know,
just one, you know. And it was just the most extraordinary night. I sort of stood in that room and looked around, and all the work sold.
It was wow.
Amazing, you know. It was just, wow, okay, you know. And it was probably just the push I needed.
Yeah.
Just to give you confidence. And I know it's not always about that. It's not always about the success of selling or the success of
Hold on, Michael. Let's stop you there. As an artist, it's an important part of it to actually sell your work. Come on, bud. Come on. Because the cost, you know, the gallery, you've got to pay for the gallery. You've got to pay for your, you know, like all the paints and, all the materials. So, you know, like you've got to sell the work.
Exactly. And it was one of those little spaces that, you know, between me and the guy, we had to sit in there, you know, so every day one of us would be in there as, you know, people would walk in and not say anything, or people would walk in and want a conversation about the work.
Yeah.
But in some ways, I think looking back, having had that experience, it was quite interesting because, you know, I was just the painter at home. I was just the drawer at home, and I've always drawn. I love drawing. Most of them you could describe as doodles. But, you know, I love that process. And so from that, I was very fortunate. Martin Brown actually approached me through Instagram that he wanted to buy one of my paintings, and it had gone. And then some weeks later, he approached me and said, you know, I'd love to look at having you in the gallery, and, you know, a couple of paintings for a solo, for a summer exhibition, and then for a solo the following year. And it's just been extraordinary. It's just taken off, and, you know, lots of commissions, and then another gallery in New Zealand picked me up, and it's just been step by step by step. And you know, I have to be honest, all through it, you are quite unsure. You think, oh, is this the right thing? And I'm not from the world of art. I'm not from the, you know, I don't hang out in the weekend full of artists or art gallery people. So you just sort of bumble through. And for me, there is nothing better than being in the studio and creating work, you know, and drawing and painting. And that, for now, for 3 years, has just been the focus.
Fantastic. Now, all of a sudden, here you are, you're, you know, like in Sydney. I'm picking up a little bit of an accent that you might have been originally from New Zealand. Am I right
there?
Thank you.
Yes, a refugee from New Zealand. Yes, thank you.
And here you are exhibiting. It's part of a group showing here in Melbourne. What the hell's going on? Explain. Please explain.
I had work at the Melbourne Art Fair and I had four pieces this year and it sold. So I'm down there. When was it? I think it was in February.
Yep.
Now, I don't know whether they saw that work or how it came about, but, yeah, we got an email. We'd love to have you part of, you know, the show Above the Canopy. And they sort of outlined what it's about, you know, Australian, celebrating Australian environment.
Yep.
And I have to say, it just sounded so perfect for me and I was so excited because it was, it's, you know, it's my first sort of public space commission. And I thought, God, if I'm going to do it, I'm really going to do it. So I said, can I do a big one, please? And so the painting itself is 6 metres long and 2 metres high.
Whoa.
Yeah. And
what's it called? What's it called?
It's called Swimming in the Cloud.
Right. And what does, you know, like, what does that mean?
Well,
please describe.
Please explain. So the show itself, Above the Canopy, yep. The name sort of threw me a bit, actually, because I thought Above the Canopy, well, that's clouds, and that's surely above all the action. But to me, you know, when you're standing on the ground and you're looking up through, you know, forest or plants or whatever, you kind of get that majestic sort of feeling.
Well yeah, because the trees can be like a canopy or as well, can't they? Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And I have been doing a lot of work around, you know, my work centres around sort of the reordering of DNA in, with regards to plant forms. So, you know, I'll do lots of drawings from gardens or photographs and, you know, be in libraries and all sorts of stuff, looking at new books and things. And then I get into the studio and I create these sort of fairly absurd sort of shapes of new plant forms and new plant life. And so I thought, I really want that feeling and sense of, are they flowing up into the sky or are they dropping through, coming down into the canopy? And it's really up to the viewer to decide.
Yeah.
And that's where, and actually, one day I was standing in a lake over in New Zealand and it was the stillest day. And then clouds came in and I was just standing there and they rolled across, the vision of them rolled across the water. And that's actually where I got the name. I said, God, it's like I'm swimming in.
Oh, I like that. Yes. I like it.
Mm.
But I've got a thing about clouds anyway. I'm obsessed with looking up and seeing a beautiful cloud.
Yes.
It's,
do you look for shade?
I do, but yeah. I also just love the form and the colours that can be created by clouds. It's incredible. So here you are. You're part of this exit. Did you come down for the opening?
It hasn't opened yet, but I am coming down.
Right.
I can't wait. They also asked me to curate the space in front of the art gallery. So I've been working with that team and I've got sort of different shapes and I wanted it to be quite, not tactile, but particularly for kids, that they could sort of see shapes and they could perhaps color them in or they could create their own shapes and we can kind of together create this extraordinary wall of, you know, images and shapes and forms. And I think that is what is so exciting about nature and particularly this commission is I know myself, if ever I'm getting stressed or I'm tired, if I can lose myself in nature, and it might be, you know, a walk through a park, it might be the beach into a forest.
Yeah.
Sometimes you take your shoes off and go into the backyard. It's that kind of reconnection. And I really love that idea of reconnecting with nature. You know, lately, have you noticed there's lots of sort of unusual moons? You know, there'll be a pink moon or there's a red moon or all that. And, you know, at night, and I've since this done a lot of different paintings called, you know, Midnight Garden and Garden at Midnight and all sorts, because they cast interesting light and shadow across leaves and plant forms and things like that. And I think if you're aware of that and you're very aware of your environment, there's a peacefulness to it. There's a calmness to it. Of course, what I bring to the painting is sort of this ride of colour. So I kind of go the other direction. But for me, I always want the viewer to, you know, sort of travel around the canvas and become part of it and look at both the macro and micro detail. And it's up to them to decide, you know, are the plants falling through the canopy or are they disappearing up into the sky?
Yep, fantastic. All right, so Town Hall Gallery. Have you ever been there before? Are you aware of it?
I came, when I was down for the Melbourne Arts Fair, yes, I went and visited, and it's a fabulous space. If you've never been, you know, this is amazing. You've got to go. It's, it's just this gem. It's in this beautiful old building, but it's in the new wing, and when they walked me around it, it was, wow, have I really got that wall, you know?
Yeah.
It's one of those moments.
Yeah. Oh, and well, especially considering that you demanded the biggest space in the gallery. You know, like, excuse me, you pushy bastard.
I know. Hey, watch out, people.
Yeah. He's taken over the world. He's taken over the world.
Exactly.
Well, all right. So it's on until the 26th of September. So it's got a fairly long run, hasn't it?
It has. And it's a really interesting mix of artists. And I think that's what I'm looking forward to seeing the most, is how everyone has interpreted this.
Yeah.
You know, I guess for me and my work, it's not a typical, you know, lineup of plants or still life or things like that, because a lot of them, well, none of them exist. They're all from my imagination. And the entry point, I think, will be the bright colour that will, you know, you can't kind of miss it. But for me, I love a painting that people want to stop and look at. You know,
and absolutely, and
take from it whatever they need.
But the other side of it is the old saying, and it's so true: art is in the eye of the beholder. It's whoever said that very smart person whoever said that. And it's so true. It's such an obvious thing.
It is.
Yeah,
and it's that classic thing. You know, like I've been painting this painting since February, and it left at the end of last week. And, you know, there are some shapes in there that I've really struggled with, you know, that I'd walk in the morning and think, oh, go away. Why aren't you finishing? You know, like I just for some reason couldn't crack it. Or if I had, it then just wouldn't work well with something else. You know, there are moments. But actually, at the end, I loved it. And I really loved it. And there was something quite special about it, and I was quite sad when it left. It sort of has been such a big part of my life because it's so big. It's kind of enveloped me in there, you know. And then it went to see it go. It's that quite empty feeling. It's gone, you know.
And you use a lot of colour too, don't you, in your work?
I do. There is a lot of colour and a lot of different sort of detail and. You know, and it's for me, it's just, oh, is that the right orange? You know, should that have more yellow in it, or does that need more purple or red? Or so I'm always sort of querying, and I guess not the way editing it. You know, you're always kind of changing and thinking, and that's why that battle of is that right? But no, I think in the end I got there.
Good. Well, we hope you do. We hope you do. You know, like your reputation is here right in front of us. All right.
I never get another commission.
Yeah, you never. Yes. So above the...
But it is a battle.
It's a real battle, I could imagine. Above the canopy, go and check it out, people. It's opening soon, the Town Hall Gallery in Hawthorne, of course. Michael, what has been wonderful chatting with you.
Great. You too. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks. We've been chatting with Michael McHugh, who is an artist whose artwork, Swimming in the Clouds, is featuring in Above the Canopy at the Town Hall Gallery at the Hawthorne Arts Centre. And you're listening to the Sunday Arts Magazine. We'll be back with you after these messages.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.